Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I continue our conversation with State Senator Tex Sigablum, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Elisa Cafferata, Joe Guild, and Seth Richardson. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this is part two of our interview with Tex Sigablum. We taped this last week in the old Supreme Court building, the irony here. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you. Well, Senator Sigablum, in our last segment, we were talking about the nexus between tourism, legalized recreational marijuana, and gambling. And we've established that Nevada's gaming industry really doesn't want anything to do with this. They won't allow it in the casino. They won't allow it in the hotel. And you say the big reason to have legalized recreational marijuana is to help our tourism industry. So I'm just thinking, you know, there could be a lot of people sneaking tokes in a hotel room in Las Vegas, and I don't know what would happen to them then. Would they be booted from the hotel, or does that happen now? Or
Of course it happens now. You know, they're doing it in their hotel room, they're doing it in the casino floor, they're doing it in the restaurants, they're doing it in the bars. You know, marijuana is – very few people actually smoke marijuana in some kind of – form with smoke. So there's vapes, there's edibles, there's all kinds of things, and it's going on. It's been going on for years. And I went to a concert several years ago in the MGM Arena, you know, 10,000 people, they're passing joints around the whole thing. So it's something that the casinos basically, I think, have kind of looked the other way, but they cannot publicly say, you know, come to MGM and we'll sell you marijuana and you can smoke it anywhere you want to smoke it. So what we have to do is say, come to MGM. There's a dispensary, there's a street, there's a bar, there's a social club where you can use it, and then come back and you enjoy the best restaurants in the world and go to the best concert in the world and go to the Cirque du Soleil show and have fun.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You've traveled around with Senator Farley and others to go to other jurisdictions where they already have legalized recreational marijuana. What's the biggest lesson you've learned there that will benefit Nevada?
Frankly, we have the best industry already of any state. Our medical program is far superior to everybody else's recreational program. My bill will basically turn the medical program into a recreational program, but if we could do that tomorrow, it would be perfect. There's really no reason not to just add a tax to it and say this is recreational marijuana, because everything is tracked, everything is tested. We have the best standards in the world. I've been talking to Lieutenant Governor Hutchison, who I won't want to say this, but he and I worked together when we first passed the bill, and we sat down and took the best practices out there, put them in our bill, and that's our current system. And if when you go to a dispensary, you see they're built like Tiffany's. They are just gorgeous places. You go to the grows, because of the testing, people have to walk around and put little things over their feet. They have to put on white coats because the growers are testified. Terrified there might be a mold or something get in there. I mean, it really is phenomenal what our system is.
People who were growers back in the 60s must be scratching their heads going, We didn't know about mold.
Exactly. And people that were smoking in the 60s didn't know about mold either. And that's one of the things we're learning is that, you know, it does have a lot of stuff, and the stuff that comes from who knows where could have pesticides in it. So there's got to be a lot of education for people why they should buy recreational from us as opposed to buy it on the streets.
Okay. I've been to a marijuana dispensary also. I went down to Bloom in Oakland, California to do a story on it when I worked for the Reno Gazette Journal. And what I saw there were marijuana cookies and cupcakes, chocolate bars, even marijuana soda pop. And the way that it was presented, it was almost like a takeoff of what the real product looked like, which I think could be very attractive to kids. And so I'm wondering, what about the packaging of marijuana in Nevada? Is it going to look like candy and maybe be a danger to kids who mistake it for something that it's not?
No. In fact, the industry's already adopted voluntarily a standard preventing that, but also Senator Farley, and I'm working with her on that, has a bill that will actually make sure that nothing is, there's not attractive, the packaging is child safe. But I'll just say that at the end of the day, I mean, just like with alcohol or cigarettes or whatever, Oxycontin, you know, you go home, somebody puts it on the counter, I mean, what's going to stop a kid? So it's, a lot of it is going to be parental controls, but the packaging and the shapes will not duplicate, look like candy anymore.
Now, if you're, what is it, 25 miles from a dispensary, you can grow your own marijuana? Is that the law?
Correct.
Okay. Do you think that over time, especially in rural Nevada, there will be a glut of marijuana product?
They can't sell it. They can just grow it.
Oh, so that wouldn't be a factor.
No, but again, talking about that, the rural areas, I have a bill which would create compacts between Indian tribes and the state, and the tribes that are out there in those rural areas would be able to grow and sell. So I'm optimistic that we will be able to get it out there. And also, I've been approached by two cities, Wendover, which is right next to Salt Lake. They're dying to have a dispensary. And Fernley, which is right between Fallon and Reno, they're dying to get a dispensary. So the rurals are starting to realize this is a revenue source. It's already out there. Why not do it?
And Wendover is a huge attraction for people from Salt Lake City.
I'm telling you, that will be the biggest selling store in the country.
Seriously.
Why do you say that?
Because everybody from Salt Lake will be driving to Wendover, buying it, and driving back to Salt Lake.
Isn't that illegal to buy it in Nevada and then drive it back to Salt Lake?
Not illegal for Nevadans. Maybe illegal for Utahns, but it's legal in Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Sigerblum when we come back.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Tick Sagerblum. So the Democrats are obviously in charge of both houses. Aaron Ford, your leader in the Senate, made an interesting speech, basically planning to reverse everything that the Republicans had gotten through in the last session, but you still have the governor to deal with. So what's your thoughts on moving forward on Aaron Ford's agenda?
Well, I think we're going to move forward. We're going to try to bring the governor in early so that we can get him his agreement to it. But at some point, we may have to pass things and have him veto it just to show people that there is a difference. But hopefully, at the end of the day, with a lot of the issues, we'll figure out a compromise and work with the governor. But we're very cognizant that the governor is a crucial element here. Other than the fact that in the Senate we need two Republicans, so if we could get two Republicans, we don't need the governor. In the Assembly, you just need one Republican. So a lot of these issues, they may be able to reach a two-thirds majority, supermajority, and then the governor hopefully would go along anyway.
Have you reached out to the governor's office yourself to see what things you have common ground on?
I'm working with his office right now on marijuana, so that's the only thing so far. I do have an arts bill that I'm hoping to work with his office because I'd like to see part of his legacy, substantial contribution to the arts, so anyway, I'm hoping to work on that.
You know, specifically, Senator, what bills from the 2015 session that passed with a Republican majority in both houses, what would you overturn? What do you want to overturn?
There's some bills dealing with prevailing wage. There's some bills dealing with public employee unions. There's some bills dealing with construction defect and with tort reform, just to name a few. But there were a lot of bills that passed. And, of course, the school bills are a lot of those that went through down in Las Vegas are having lots of issues with trying to have charter schools take over public schools, which from the Democrats' point of view is a terrible thing. ESAs, I'm not sure that's something we have to overturn, but it's definitely something we have to make sure is not funded.
To make sure ESAs? It's not funded?
Yes.
Not at all.
From my perspective, I mean, that why would I give $5,000 in taxpayer money to send have somebody take their kid to Gorman?
But you're going to get a lot of pushback from the Republicans. I mean, they're already saying no ESAs, no budget.
Well, and that could be where the rubber hits the road. So we'll have to see where that evolves. But if they're saying no, then we're saying no. So we're at a stalemate right now.
Okay, so how does education first play into this? I mean, do we ever actually do education first?
Well, I guess the Supreme Court said you have to. But at the end of the day, you know, it is just a pot of money and we shuffle it around. My biggest thing has always been let's increase the size of the pot as opposed to shuffle the decks on the Titanic and act like we're doing something.
You know, I want to get back to this ESA thing. You know, you say no, you're in the majority, but then you also said you need two senators and one Republican assemblyman to move over to give you two-thirds majority. So isn't there an avenue for compromise on the ESA to, you know, maybe to get Republicans on board with some of your stuff?
Well, you know, this is day four?
As we're taping this,
yeah,
yes.
Day 116, maybe there is. But, you know, everybody has to posture. Everybody puts themselves out to their best place. And then reality hits the road somewhere, you know, along 60-day or 70-day. So we'll see. But I just tell you, from our perspective right now, ESAs are a non-starter.
Okay.
Non-starter.
From right now.
Let me get back
I've learned to never say never.
Tick, let me get back to this marijuana thing. There's one other question I need to ask you. Yesterday, U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions was confirmed as the new U.S. Attorney General. He's very anti-marijuana. He said once that he thought the Ku Klux Klan was just fine until he found out they smoked pot. So, and of course, marijuana is still illegal at the federal level.
Felony.
Pardon?
A felony to have a seed.
Right. So do you think that Jeff Sessions could indeed come and shut down or harass states' legal marijuana businesses because the substance is still illegal at the federal level?
Absolutely. If he... We'll see who they appoint as U.S. attorney in Nevada. But if he's told that U.S. attorney, look, I want you to start prosecuting, they could take one of these Greenspun or one of these famous families down south and you know, indict him for a felony for owning a marijuana business and make a public thing out of it. Now, whether they do that, I personally don't think so. But if they want to set a statement, then who's who in Nevada is involved with this industry, and it would be very easy to pick one of those high-level guys and say, you know, you're our target, you're doing something illegal, it's a felony, and let's go for it.
Who were some of the high-level people that are involved in the marijuana industry in Nevada?
The Prims, the Greenspuns, the...
Joe Crowley, president of UNR?
Yeah. I mean, it's really a who's who of families. Now, because of the gaming involvement, they have to find somebody in the family who is not involved in gaming. But the reality is that when you check the names out, they are very established Nevada families.
All right. Well,
there's a lot of people, new people, too. And that's what I want to try to do is bring in the new and more diverse people.
All right. Well, this is where we got to leave it for now. But we look forward to having you back many times over the session. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Seth Richardson is here from the Reno Gazette Journal. We also have Elisa Caffarata, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, and the attorney Joe Guild. I should say the noted attorney. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Joe, tell me, what's the mood in the hallways of the legislature in the second week?
Let's see, Sam. Confusion, like the hallways of Congress, I imagine, right now. I'm joking a little bit. We have so many new members of the legislature and quite a few new young lobbyists that I think people are just anticipating what's to come. And last night, you know, over 100 bills were introduced in the Assembly alone, I think. And so the rush will start now. The meetings will, you know, starting next week, I think every committee will have a full agenda. And, so it's typical though, in my experience, just a kind of a walking start and then walk to a quick run.
Seth, you know, it's interesting. When term limits, weren't in effect, we had, you know, the first couple of months of the legislature, really, there was a lot of nothing going on. And now there's this, with all the new people, there's a big rush to learn what you need to learn and then to be able to move forward. What are your thoughts as you observe this?
Well, they have really kind of jumped into it. I mean, you saw the first day there was some kind of posing, I guess you could say, especially over on the Senate side, the Assembly, which was a little more cordial, surprisingly, to some people. And yeah, since then, you know, I agree. It's kind of been this sort of waiting game for, I guess, the calm before the storm, so to speak. You know, we heard Aaron Ford say, hey, we're going to have this big progressive agenda and we're going to pass it and this is what we're going to do. And it really runs counter to what, you know, Republicans' stated goals are. And so we've just kind of been waiting for all that to come out and it's slowly sort of trickled in. I think now you might see more of a flood of that kind of agenda come through and you see Democratic lawmakers really kind of push on Republicans.
It was interesting to see, Elisa, that Michael Robeson is bringing a bill that would prevent sanctuary cities in Nevada. At the same time, there's another bill to aid crime victims who are undocumented, and that got bipartisan support.
Yes, that was a I only heard part of that hearing for the victims of crime, and the bipartisan support, I think, came from legislators who are interested in adding other folks into the people that could ask for compensation for being victims of crime, including tourists, who I think are generally covered from their the state they come from. So that was interesting. I think we're going to see quite a few bills like that from Senator Roberson. I know he has introduced a parental notification bill that would force minors in difficult circumstances to notify their parents before they get an abortion. He's kind of going to have all the controversial bills, it looks like, this session.
Joe, is this just positioning for what's to come later, where Aaron Ford and Michael Robeson are taking such extreme positions?
Sure. You know, it's the sale of the proverbial mule. My mule's better than yours, and the guy buying it says it's lame. So everybody carves out these extreme positions. We know that the ACA discussion will spill back over to, into
this
the
is
states.
Obamacare.
Yeah, and we also know that the education savings account issue is going to come towards the end of the session. We have a governor position to defend that. The Democrats are saying they're going to get rid of it. So, yeah, I think it's all positioning right now, and we always wait for the last couple weeks of every legislative session to see the big stuff really happen.
It was interesting, Seth, yesterday that the majority leader and the speaker both sent a letter to Senator Heller about the Affordable Care Act. And it seems like the 2018 election cycle is in full swing already.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, you look at some of the bills that let's talk about here for a second. Some of the bills that have just been introduced here, you see kind of two, especially on the Republican side, two kind of sides forming. One that's sort of like, hey, let's kind of work and see what we can get that's sort of on our agenda. And then some other bills that are very much posturing for, you know, a 2018 election, voter ID. It's got, you know, about no shot of passing this legislature, but of course it's going to be introduced, stuff like that. And, you know, you do, I think it's not so secret that there are some people over in that building that do have some statewide aspirations. And I think Dean Heller is obviously, you know, the target right there, because for a guy who said he doesn't like Trump, he sure votes with Trump an awful lot these days. So you're going to see a very concerted effort on especially Democrats' part to really kind of make up for some lost ground over the last, 8 years.
And it's been interesting to watch the press releases from Catherine Cortez Masto, who has attacked Trump at every angle, has not voted for most of his nominees, and then requested aid for flood victims.
She's actually split on his nominees, though. She's 50-50
is
down
it
the middle.
Yeah,
she is. She's, I think she's 8-4-8 against right now, as far as stated support and whatnot. I actually think it's more surprising that Heller is 100% with Trump, especially after grilling Mnuchin and, you know, the flood of calls that went to his office about Betsy DeVos and all that. I'm surprised that he had stated support for them.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. It's great to have you here. We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
On our next broadcast, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez Thompson. We'll see you then.